The CAP Act would not only increase the historic tax credit, but also make more buildings in the city eligible. He used the Academy building on Fitzhugh Street as an example. It was built more than 100 years ago and is now being rehabilitated into a 21-unit apartment complex that Schumer says will surely attract younger tenants.
The young people who are moving downtown don't want to live in garden apartments in sort of tract housing. They love this kind of property. And it just adds new life to the city.
According to Schumer, if a developer invests $1 million into restoring a historic building, they'll receive nearly $400,000 in federal credits. Developer George Traco says those credits are the reason he purchased the Academy building. He says crews are working to turn it green. He believes preserving an old building is the key to green energy.
The energy that was used to put this building in place, it's stored energy. Now you're going to have to spend more energy to tear it down, fuel to carry away the debris, and then spend more fuel to bring in more products to build a new building. This is very wasteful.
Other Rochester historical landmarks set for revitalization using these federal credits include Eastman Dental Dispensary, the Sibley Building, and the Cox Building. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.